Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB, and I'm RIA. And I'm an RIA. But I'm Peter Greco also.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein, how are you?
I don't know. Can we ever start the show off right?
Well, you're in charge.
That's true. I can only blame myself.
There you go. Well.
Anyway, it is.
No comment.
Saturday, October 26, 2019. It is 10:04 in the morning. It's amazing how it's always 10:04.
25th.
Is it the 25th today?
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
It isn't?
26th.
Oh, you're right. All right.
Can we ever start this show off right? Anyway.
It's been one of those weeks.
It is Saturday, October 26, 2019, 10:04 a.m. in the morning. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 a.m. out of Buffalo, New York at midnight, unless the show is preceded by a sporting event at that time, and then obviously we'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday, live streaming from 10 to 11 a.m. if you go to our website, saperston.com, that's saperston.com, and you click on the Dollar Doctor tab, which has live streaming on it, and you should be all set up for live streaming. Also, at the website, all of our shows are archived, so if you go to the website and click on the Dollar Doctor tab, this is Chats and Archives, click on Archives, all of the archive shows are there. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, it's available. And also, finally, last but not least, at the website, there is a free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy, usually up late Friday, early Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they very succinctly and understandably cover some what they feel is important economic news that occurred.
Right, and they give you all where interest rates are and where the markets were, and a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, and they are pretty. I don't want to say really positive, but they're good. They are looking, though, for a definite rate when the Fed meets next week, a definite rate decrease. And then they're also talking about a fourth one in December.
That's interesting because the market's not betting on one.
No, I know that. Yeah.
They're about 50-50.
Yeah. But they're saying they're going to.
They're saying they're going to do it well. Yeah. That's their opinion.
Absolutely.
Like everybody and like us, we have opinions. That's what they are, is opinions. Doesn't mean they're right. They're just opinions.
Everybody's got one.
That's right. So anyway, right now, all the phone lines are wide open, as they always are at this time in the morning. Give us a call, 803-1520, or toll-free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And while we like to talk to people, if you don't want to call, you can go to our website, saperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, and there's a chat box there, and you can type in a question or type in a symbol. And if you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. So, either try the chat box or give us a call.
Right. Nothing in the chat box.
Nothing in the chat box.
As you look at me.
Well, you know what I say? All the averages came very close to their all-time highs this week.
Yeah.
Actually, I think they said the S&P was,
2 or 3 points, right?
Yeah. They said, very close, very. Matter of fact, I think intraday they said it was above it but came back, the Dow and the NASDAQ ended Dow was 1.5%. That's been lagging below its peak, and the NASDAQ's 1%. With the S&P obviously almost exactly, at its all-time closing high.
And this was a day that Amazon came out with earnings the night before. They were disappointed, blah, 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 blah. And the stock at one point was down over $100.
5%.
And closed
down.
It was
1%.
Down, yeah, yeah. And closed down $19. It was less than 1% down. So, if you factor in that negative, I think you are at new highs. So.
Again, guess you could.
I mean, just to
spend it any way you want.
Right. But, exactly. I'm just talking.
But that was interesting because I kind of wish I'd bought an option that morning. that would have been an unbelievable gain, to say the least, you know. And it's always been the case, you know, over the last few years when Amazon gets hit, the buyers come in, you know, they buy the dip. They see it as an opportunity.
Well, I'll tell you, I you know, the one thing they talked about with the earnings being down, and Bezos is always, you know, he just does what he does and he continues to do it, but they're spending money on one day deliveries, Pete. And they just announced they're building a distribution center in Tonawanda, spending $25 million, and they're doing that all over the country so that basically you go on Amazon, you order something, and you can get it the next day. And in some cases, same day delivery because there's stockings. I can't imagine what those warehouses look like. There's just an amazing amount of products.
Well, as I said to a friend last night, I don't need one day delivery. I was very happy with two day delivery. You know, so I don't know why they made this big one day delivery.
Peter,
thing, you know,
but if we use that type of analogy, there'd still be horses. Okay, horse drawn buggies. So forget about it. People want it.
Sometimes you can. No, they didn't want it. You know, Amazon came up with it. That's it. That was it. Were people demanding, I want one day delivery?
They didn't know they wanted it.
Oh, not it now. Right, right.
I was just thinking about it. Just the amount of things that I order and get through online purchases, I didn't get before because I'd wait. I'd have to go to the mall. You got to go to the store. Now you just boop, boop, doo, doo, click, boom. It's there.
Well, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be at your door as soon as you finish clicking.
Waiting for the drones. Right. The drones. Can you imagine trying to get in? Like, I have a porch. Where's that drone? Is it going to be able to get in?
It's going to be interesting, to say the least. But anyway, give us a call. Phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541, or go to the website, saperston.com, saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. That says chat and archives. Click on chat. There's a chat box there. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with that particular instrument. What is interesting, very interesting, is, you know, here's all the averages. You know, could say they're near or at all-time highs, right? And the cover story in Barron's this weekend, you know, about they polled the money managers.
Yeah.
And only 27% of the money managers that responded called themselves bullish about the market over the next 12 months. And that's down from 49% in the spring and 56% a year ago. This reading is the lowest percentage of bulls in this thing in the last 20 years.
That's why the market's up.
I know. You know, so, I mean, it's just amazing, you know, it's kind of a cliche these days always, you know, this is the most hated bull market in history.
Right. And you know how we were talking a few weeks ago about all the news being negative and the financial? So here's yesterday's something from information we get. 2019 is shaping up to be one of the best years ever for investing.
Yeah, who would have bet on that when the year began, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, as I say, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541, and we're going to go first to Don in Hamburg. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, I was one of the lucky ones, I think, that picked up some Amazon at when it reported their earnings down at $16.56.
Beautiful. At the moment, looked great. That's no question, yeah.
Right, yeah. I mean, I've always wanted to own a little of it. It's so expensive, though. It's like 10 shares. It's like, you know, you're thinking 10 shares. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a $2,000 stock. I think, anyways. I mean,
well, you won't get any disagreement probably from David.
No. He loves even estimates stock, higher than that. So.
Well, I'll tell you just my own experiences with that. I'm a Prime member. I needed a carburetor for my snowblower. I got online and I got it in one day. I got it the next day. I mean, how can you do that anywhere else? You know,
true. I mean, it is amazing. Hopefully,
I never left the couch. You know?
That's what I said. Pretty soon you're going to
hit
the button.
So, Don, 5 years ago, in order to get that carburetor, just think about what you had to do. So, you know, in my home, because I can get these things quicker, there are more things that my wife tells me I can do around the house That's the downside.
That's definitely the downside. This one-day shipping, I mean, people are going to order a lot of different things. I mean, medicines, nasal sprays, laundry detergent. I mean, they've even mentioned on the call that they've already seen the increase in orders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, I mean, it's a game changer.
There's no question about that.
I mean, the cost that it's going to take to do that, will there be a benefit to Walmart by the additional cost that Amazon has to pay to do that? I don't know. I mean, Walmart, you pick it up at the store. I mean, you can get, and then there's a Walmart pretty close to everyone in the whole country. So
I agree. You know, no question about that. I thought I even saw something briefly. Now I can't find it, where it was almost like, it looked like Amazon was paying you rather than to deliver it to your house, to deliver it to the drop-off spot,
mm-hmm.
which would make sense. You know,
well, there's an Amazon drop-off at the Rite Aid that mm-hmm. I go to.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah,
Target.
Oh, so, are they? I know. Yeah.
So if they gave you a deal, which would make sense, would save them money if it all went to the drop-off spot. You know. Hmm. But anyway. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I wanted to just kind of vent a little bit is, mm-hmm. This 401k, now the market, I mean, before 5-10 years ago, the market would correct and it would go down. But now with these 401ks, I mean, every week you contribute, and every week another boxcar full of money arrives at the brokerage mm-hmm. houses for investment. I mean, I can see why the market keeps churning and churning away. You know, because every week they get more money to invest. I mean, this guy's been around a while. I mean, you'd have a downturn or something, and people wouldn't invest.
Mm-hmm.
Now you automatically invest. No matter. I mean, this is how everybody's going to have their pensions later on in life. And
that's certainly a factor. No question about it.
I don't know if it's going to be good or bad or.
Yeah.
What?
You never know in the end. That's right.
But the way this market is going and the prices that are up there, and I'm like looking at them thinking, wow, that's pretty damn high.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. But like I say, over the last year, market's hardly budged, you know. But it's been a good market, you know.
Some stocks, finally the banks turned around.
Yeah,
that's a very positive sign for the whole economy.
Especially when you figure how low interest rates are.
Yeah, it's amazing to see that J.P. Morgan came out and they lifted all boats, you know. And I'm a big believer in Citi and Bank of America, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been hammered over the.
Oh yeah,
right. Join the crowd.
Yeah, last couple of years it was like, you know, I don't want to own banks every time you listen to a show, you know.
Right.
I don't have any banks, you know. So anyways, that's kind of like my rant for the day.
Well, we appreciate your call. You got the show started. We appreciate that.
All right. Well,
okay,
one thing about Amazon, they didn't get the military contract.
Oh, they didn't?
No, Microsoft got it.
Microsoft got it? Oh,
$10 billion.
Holy cow.
So Microsoft will be up, Amazon will be down Monday.
Unbelievable.
That turnaround may turn around going south once they, they didn't get any of it. They thought there might be multiple suppliers, this contract may be split up a little bit. But,
well, that probably has something to do with Trump's dislike of Amazon. You know,
yeah, so. It says that in the Buffalo.
Oh, did it? Even, yeah.
Buffalo Evening News this morning, I guess
right.
They announced it yesterday. Yep. And I did notice that after hours, Amazon was down like $17. So we'll see what Monday brings.
Well, that's not bad for 17. What was Microsoft?
No.
Did you happen to see that?
No, I didn't. No. I didn't check Microsoft.
Okay.
And the other stock that I did want to, your opinion on mm-hmm. with AMD.
It's interesting, you know, still is many difficulties or, you know, earnings stories that come out in the semiconductor area. Mm-hmm. They've still been the second strongest group for the year.
Close at 3271.
Yeah. So, and AMD, you know, to me, it's just consolidating. You know, the big thing is to hit 35 or 36, you know, in that area. But you know, it's in a little trading range between 28 and 34, and it's in the middle of it. I think it still looks okay in here. It's holding its long-term uptrend.
Right.
And as long as it doesn't go to, say, maybe 27, you'd have to, reevaluate it, at that point. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like their CEO.
She's done a good job.
I mean, Intel reported a terrific quarter.
Yeah,
maybe not a terrific one, but definitely a surprise.
A surprise, no question about that. Yeah. And if you go by the price objective on the point and figure chart, which you always take with a grain of salt, it's 50, which is not unreasonable.
Yeah, I own it, and I like the management, and what she's done with the company. And,
yep.
And
yep.
So I mean, I'm in there. So
okay,
we'll see what happens when they aren't. I just wanted your opinion on
it. Yeah, it still looks good. I agree.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen.
Take care. Okay.
Thanks, Don. Have a good weekend.
Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Phone line's pretty wide open still. If you don't want to call for some reason, although we like talking to people, you can go to our website, sapperston.com, and go to our chat box by clicking on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives, and click on Chat. And there's a chat box there, and you can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you happen to put in the symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go to Art in New Jersey.
A wonderful fall morning. Good morning to you guys.
Same to you.
Yeah. I'm on the phone, but I'm watching that on the picture here, radio.com. Or, it's ESPN in order to get it on the computer. So it's an interesting screen now, so I'm enjoying that.
Well, that's good.
Today I got a couple of questions. One is Bristol-Myers, I saw it closed $54.98, $1.95 up, and I'm wondering with the point and figure, is there any idea about, what the target might be on the upside for this?
Yeah, it'd be nice when they finally get that Celgene thing.
Yeah, that's
done,
what I was going to ask. Has that closed yet?
No, it's still.
I voted against it, so that vote won't count much, I'm sure.
Well, you never know.
No.
One vote extra, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, Bristol Myers looks pretty decent right now. It's the 200 days at 48. It's above that because it closed at 54.98. 50 days at 50, it's above that. That's bullish. And potential target, for what it's worth, and boy, that's unbelievable, would be 86 on the point and figure chart. But anyway, the next resistance would be 63 and then 70.
Okay, that's a resistance.
Yeah, and you're in pretty decent support at the moment. So, I'd reevaluate. And we always say, or should say, do your own research. But you always do your own research, and you own the company. So, I would only, maybe get a little bit review it. And I know you never sell anyway. But if it dropped, dropped under 48, I'd reevaluate it.
Earnings come out on Thursday, too.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. So.
Oh, yeah, I saw that in Barron's. Yeah,
yep.
I'm glad you reminded me
of
that. Yeah. Now, the second item would be Ultra, American Century. I think it hit one of its all-time high. It crossed 50.03, up 74 for the week. And I know around November 19th, they come out and indicate what their distribution of capital gains will be. And I think I'm leaning toward it might be as much as $3 a share. So I'm wondering what the target price for that might be.
Well, take it for what it's worth.
TWCUX, I think.
Is it?
Is the symbol.
Which one do you own? TWCUX?
Ultra.
Okay.
Yeah, Ultra. There was a VX, was Vista, but I sold that a long time ago.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know why I punched up the one I did, but obviously not the right one. But anyway, CUX, you said?
Yeah, TWC is, what was it?
Well, anyway.
20th century, that's
yeah,
before.
Right.
And the UX was ultra.
Yeah, right, yeah. American
Closed
Century Ultra,
48.77.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a nice chart in it, and I'd really take this with a grain of salt. 71 is a price objective, but
for a mutual fund, that'd be some big chart.
That'd be something. So, I mean, like I say, it's the point and figure chart, you take it for what it's worth. But it looks really good, and sometimes you have to recognize the price objectives will work out, but as they always say, you never know when, you know. So,
right, right.
So if it happened 5 years from now, they say, well, it was right, you know. But anyway, but at least it gives you something to work with, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, last item. This is my favorite. You say, I'll never sell. Pacific Gas and Electric, I'm completely familiar with everything involving it, all the news, and it closed at $5.276 because of some more fires.
Right.
I went to the bank, I got all my certificates, the 2,000 shares, and I'm either going to buy 2,000 and then wait 31 days, or I'm going to sell these, wait 31 days, and buy it back. Any particular preference if you were me, which of the two you would do?
Probably I'd sell and buy it back in 31 days, you know, because in 31 days it might be worth zero, you know. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, it's looking,
4,
you know, the little I know about it, and you never know how these things go, but it's looking like in the end the shareholders are going to get shafted, you know.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, the company's not going to go out of business, you know.
Yeah, even though they're bankrupt, yep.
Yeah, they won't go out of business, but they may just wipe out the shareholders, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. Boy, that happened with General Motors, you know, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
They had it in Barron's charts today, you know, with those little mini charts. And they showed it something like the 200-day or so average and the 50-day was back up around $40 a share.
Yeah, I know.
Last year. Yeah, yeah. My average price is 32.
Well, I mean,
the 70s.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at it, you know, they've already said you may have power outages for years, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
they're turning the power off to avoid more electrical fires.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know.
It's not a pretty picture.
No.
So, of course,
to me, no, could be wrong, you know, but I think the shareholders are going to end up with nothing.
And so since you've owned it for so long, you've probably made your money just in dividends several times
over. Oh, yeah, I got a lot of dividends over.
You can rationalize it, but, yeah.
Sure.
I know.
And the biggest rationalization right now is I'll have a $27 share loss,
right,
which I can take against the American Century capital gains in December.
Beautiful.
And then carry more for the next 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
I'll have no income tax at all to pay.
There you go. See, there's always a bright spot somewhere, right?
That's my bright spot, right.
I don't know. Elizabeth Warren might have something to say about that.
I know,
that.
Right.
Oh, well, I'll sell before she gets to this year then.
Right.
Well,
okay.
Wonderful talking to you guys.
Nice talking to you.
Enjoy yourself.
Okay, have a nice weekend. Take care. Okay, right now, phone lines are pretty wide open again, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And we're going to go next to Ed in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I recently retired, and I'm switching over my 401k into an IRA.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple dividend stocks I want your opinion on.
Okay.
The first is National Fuel Gas, and also Alteria, M-O.
Mm. Well, I think there's something in Barron's again on that the... vaping issues are still out there.
Yeah. I just don't like, I've said this before, I don't like buying something that kills people. So I'm not judging anybody that smokes. I've smoked, you know, but I don't care how much they're paying you. I just don't think it's a good idea. I think there's better things out there. But
are they heavily into vaping?
No, it's not heavily, you know, but they made an investment. Yeah. I forgot what that is. Juul, J-U-U-L,
I think so.
Or something like that.
25% or 30%. Yeah. It's a 7%, 7.2% dividend. So
yeah,
it's
they wrote it up. You know, the company's managing to, you know, no problems, you know, with paying dividends and that type of thing. And
it never is until it is.
Yeah, but they gave them kudos for how they're running the business, you know, when it comes down to it, you know. But it's a question of, you know, are you going to be comfortable with the stock or not? You know, are you going to be able? Yeah, you have to be comfortable with it.
Well, I think there's a bigger picture, too. You need to realize, Ed, that interest rates have done nothing but go down for the last 40-some years in general. And so at some point, interest rates are going to go up. And when you buy something that's interest sensitive, whether it's a bond or a utility or a dividend-paying stock, that if interest rates turn around and start moving up, that you'll maybe collect that dividend, but your principal could be at risk. I think you got to be very cautious at this point. I'm not negative on gaining income, but you just have to be cautious on what you're purchasing.
Yeah, I mean, if you own, you do own it right now, Philip Morris.
No, not.
I mean, Altria.
Buying them.
You own Altria right now, or are you thinking about buying?
No, I'm in the process of switching.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
Well, I mean,
just wondered your thoughts on.
Yeah, it's kind of tough right now.
But, I wouldn't do it, but yeah. That's me, and I don't know you nor your whole portfolio or anything else. I'm just saying, you know, if somebody comes to me and wants income in your situation, you're retired. Yeah, you know, this money's at risk because of the possibility, number one, of interest rates increasing over the next 5 years, which I think they're going to. I don't know when they're going to, but or how high. And the other thing is just that it's at market risk, that if we do go through a correction, you could see something. I'd look at something different, but that's me.
Yeah, but you know, if you've looked into it and you're going to feel comfortable yourself and you wanted to buy some, I'd have to reevaluate it if it went to 39. You know, you don't want to see it at 39.
Which one is that?
That's Altria.
Okay, because he also asked about National Fuel.
Good thing you mentioned it,
because
I forgot.
Yeah, your thoughts on National Fuel.
I didn't have to admit that, but I did.
I knew it.
I'm too honest a person. That's how it gets me in trouble sometimes. But anyway.
Well, there's honest and anyway. All right.
Honest and stupid honest.
No.
But anyway. Yeah, National Fuel. I mean, long term, someday it'll come back. You know, once again, it depends on, you know, what you feel about the company, what you've checked into about the company. And I don't know.
It seems to be at a good price right here, right now.
Yeah, I mean,
it pays a nice dividend.
Yeah, the low.
3.8. Yeah,
the low back in 2018 was 38. So it's not too much above that low.
Close at 45.64.
Yeah. So
if you said which of the two, Ed, would you buy? I'd buy National Fuel Gas.
Yeah, I think you could dip your toes in here, you know, or buy a decent position that you feel is reasonable for your account.
Right.
And
right.
If it went under 38, then I'd reevaluate it. But
do you guys have an opinion on any other high dividend secure positions?
Myself.
Well, the one I like in this interest rate environment is a mutual fund that used to be Oppenheimer. It's Invesco Oppenheimer now, and it's called their Senior Floating Rate Fund. And the reason I like it is they have a very low duration, which is a factor that is used to determine what happens if interest rates go up or down 1%. The duration is under 1, and it has a pretty attractive yield. Of close to 6%. Now, they in dealing with the company, they look to get 4%, but they've been yielding 6%. So something to look at. The A share, and I don't know within your 401k or IRA or where you're putting it, but the A share symbol is OO, Oscar, Oscar, Sam, Apple, X-ray, OOSAX. That's the A share. And there is a load.
Okay.
You know, it's a 3.25 load. They do offer a C share, which is a 1% 1-year deferred charge, but the expenses are going to be more. But it's something to look at. I wouldn't put 100% into anything. But that's if somebody's looking for income at this point, that I like. And the reason I like it is that it is a widely diversified mutual fund. They have a lot on the bench, so that at some point where interest rates go higher and maybe you want to lock it into something, you could move that into, you know, either a taxable or tax-free bond, or you could, you know, buy a dividend paying stock fund. So there's a lot of alternatives in the long run, but just that's the only thing I have. I mean, for somebody to get some flexibility with a bit of safety if interest rates start moving up. Safety to the extent that that's how it should work. So,
yeah,
and okay, basically, you know, you could get a list. You know, like if you just Google, all right, and you say what are the best dividend stocks, all right, and you'll get a whole list. Go over them. Give us a call, and then we'll go from there. You know,
gentlemen.
Okay.
I don't want to hold up your time.
All right, thanks.
Well, no,
thanks
you didn't. We appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. Okay, right now, phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541, or you can go to the chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you put a symbol in, let us know what you're looking to do with it. If Jerry can wait one more minute, I'd like to take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors every Saturday morning live from 10 to 11. Willard Sapperston and Peter Greco of Sapperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at sapperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Sapperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Phone lines wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go next to Jerry in Alden. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter and David.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for waiting.
First of all, I want to thank you for the program. Even though you don't always get a lot of calls in, I'm sure there's a lot of people that benefit from what you coming in on Saturdays.
Well, hopefully.
Well, it's very nice of you to say that.
Yep, we appreciate it. Plus, it's you know, it's more enjoyable talking about the stock market on a Saturday than it is during the week.
Yes. you both have some good insights as right. well as Willard, so right. I always enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate it.
I wanted to ask about some possible looking to buy stocks.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Chalmers, CC. They've gone through a lot of turmoil, but
CC,
it does seem like
huh?
they're a little yeah. bit on the way up, and there's been a big insider buys.
Oh, I remember, and I missed this thing. I had a service that recommended it when it was $3 a share. And I got in, I got out, I made some money, and then the thing went to what, 60 or something, a 56,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, I got in, I don't know, in the mid-teens,
yeah.
and it went way down, and boy, so when it got back up, I sold.
Oh, yeah.
Paid a little bit, but nothing.
Yeah, this is a company that took over DuPont, right?
No,
it's a spinoff.
No, a spinoff.
Oh, it's a spinoff from DuPont?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, all the chemical companies are under pressure lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I even saw the DuPont come out with the earnings. I think they were disappointing, you know, that type of thing. And I don't know specifically the reason, you know, why the chemical companies are under pressure. But, I mean, this thing hit a bottom like, looks like somewhere around, in August, I guess, it looks like, around $12 a share, you know, ran back up to 17, 17 and a half. Now it looks like it's pulling back a little bit again. But, you know, the 200-day moving average is way above at 25. The 50-day is at 14. So basically 14 and a half. So, you know, if you could hold that 50-day, that would be a positive sign. You know, you stay above that 50-day.
Okay.
And, you know, basically that's it. I want to stay above the 50-day. Or you could go back to retest, right? Somewhere, you know, toward the $12 area. So if you've looked into it and you kind of like it, you could even buy a little. And then if it went back to that area, you know, buy the rest of it. And certainly at 11 and a half, you'd be totally out of it. So
okay. The thing is, when you look
at
the
I'm leaving. I'll be up in all.
When you look at the news on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many because it dropped so much. All those lawsuits. You wonder if that really has any impact on the stock.
Well, it depends because I mean, it's amazing how many companies have lawsuits. You know, as soon as they
come
out,
hurry, he's out there.
Yeah, as soon as they come out with disappointing earnings, all of a sudden all the lawyers are suing, you know, left and right, because you should have told us, you know. And but anyway, what's this lawsuit about anyway?
I thought it's just, the release of information.
Exactly. I mean, that's so common. You know, you never know. I mean, it could turn out to be important, but to me, it's just so common, a company after company, you know. Soon as they, disappoint or didn't work out the way they thought, everybody's suing, you know, so.
Another one I want to ask about is Qualcomm.
Oh, that's that one, and it's very interesting because they were talking in Barron's this weekend, and they were talking about the disappointments in the 5G area. But they said that there's a couple of good plays in this area, and Qualcomm looks to be a leader. And if you read that, it sounds very positive. The guy from Qualcomm sounds very positive. So let me take a look at the chart.
Closed at $80.17.
Yeah, everybody all of a sudden say, 5G is not going to be that, everybody was hot on it. Now they're going, it's not going to be that big a deal, you know. And who knows, but I think it will be, to tell you the truth. So, and I think, Qualcomm, after they settled with Apple and everything, got out of that. And it's been in the trading range between about, 73 and around 80, 73 to 80. And it looks like it's right at the top of that range. So if it breaks out now, that'd be very positive. So I kind of like this one. The 200 days back at 68, the 50 days at 76, and it should have good support in that 76 or so area, and I'd only be worried if it went to 72. I like it. You might want to wait for the breakout, which may happen Monday because of the article in Barron's. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Take care. Okay, right now, phone lines wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Dave. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I've held Visa and MasterCard for quite a while and
good.
Slowly adding.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, you were talking about, I'm wondering if there's anything that's going to come up to knock them off their perch. Is there anything new?
I haven't.
Facebook, he's talked about some type of new payment system he's working on.
Yeah, that's going down. That's not going to happen.
Well, let me tell you about one thing. I was in Match, and I'd bought it for, I think, one client. And I bought it at a pretty decent low price. I forgot what it was, okay? And the stock had gotten up to 40-something, 50. I forgot where it was. And then Facebook comes out. They're going to start a dating service, right? Stock plunges, right? And I get all worried about it. So I call the client and I said, I don't know if Facebook's getting into this. Who knows? So we get out. We made a nice profit, but the stock doubled after that, right? So I don't worry about Facebook.
Yeah, and there, if you watch the testimony over last week, and you've got more and more people pulling out of that that group, that Libra group.
Whatever it is,
yeah,
Libra,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, so, for right now, Visa still looks okay. I mean, the 200 days at 164. So certainly if it stays above that,
close at 177.85.
Yeah. So as a long-term investor, as long as you're above 164, you're in good shape. And then if it went under it, you'd just maybe reevaluate it.
But, I mean, both of these are at a time
right.
when interest rates are very low.
Yep.
And they're killing it.
Yep.
And can you imagine when the interest rates go up? They're going to be they should be able to make even more money. But
read about Square trying to get into the larger businesses.
Square and PayPal, and that's what I'm wondering.
But Square, they had a negative article on that in Barron's. Just saying, forget it.
Competition is great.
Yep.
That's what's great about the United States.
So I think you stick with it. Watch that 200-day
moving
average.
I tend to stick with them. Yeah. I'm just wondering, how they keep crawling ahead, and is somebody got to.
People keep buying. that's how they make money.
The government or somebody is sticking their nose in all these businesses. Are they going to try to slow them down because they've almost got a monopoly on the system?
Well, who knows?
There's not a monopoly. You got American Express. You got MasterCard, Visa. You got Discover. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Diners Club. Yeah. I don't know.
You got
what's
all sorts
out there.
Of things, you know, but you never know. You know, but I wouldn't worry. I wouldn't worry about it right now. I might worry if a certain party comes in 2020. You know, but anyway, go ahead. I'm not gonna be political. Go ahead.
No, don't be political.
He means liberal left, right. Progressive,
the far liberal left.
All right, well, hang on and keep on hoping to keep climbing. Thank you.
Right. Okay.
Thanks for
calling.
Good luck.
Thank you for calling. Okay, right next, we're going to go to Nick in North Tonawanda. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I got a position in National Fuel Gas, NFG.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it at 43, and I'd like to get a outlook at where it might be in 6 months.
Peter's right now looking for his crystal ball.
It might be higher, it might be lower.
There you go. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, but somebody had called before. The problem is, I mean, obviously the chart doesn't look great. But it's a company that's been through this before, you know. Goes way down, comes all the way flying back again. I don't know if you've looked into it, if they have any particular problems. I would, you know, do some research into that. I don't know if they have any underlying problems that are out there other than, you know, temporary factors. And, you know, the important support's now in the 38 area. So I think as long as it stays above 38, you can continue to hold it.
45, 50, 64. I think the big problem with this is that the price of natural gas
That's a
is so low.
Oh, yeah,
so,
sure.
Again, their spread shrinks because, they, you know.
Right, yeah. So, but, you know, other than that, I mean, if it rallies back up, you're going to have resistance at 46 and then resistance at 50. So if you ever got up to 51, you might be on your way again.
All right. I expect us to have a colder winter and dry up some of that surplus. And if it gets anywhere near 50, I'm selling.
Right. Well, this is not a growth vehicle. I mean, they're not going to go out and get that many more new clients. So obviously, they have to make money on the spread of what they buy the natural gas at, what they sell it at to consumers, and then what they get to service and provide the pipelines and all that stuff into the houses. So, it's just it's a lot different than a lot of people think. And just because it's a cold winter, I hate to tell you, everybody thinks, you know, or knows it's going to be a cold winter. This is not news. So that type of thinking you got to be cautious about. But hopefully it does. It goes to 55 and you made a lot of money. That'd be great.
I think they're doing a little bit more in the infrastructure area with pipelines and stuff also, aren't they?
I don't know. That's why I said, I'm not familiar enough with, what they're doing, but
I think they have an arm of the company, and that, I don't know. I've just never been one to buy utilities. I just never had luck with them, so I've stayed away. So,
well, they got a pretty good dividend.
Yeah, 3.8%.
Yeah, that's decent dividend, especially considering where interest rates are today. Right?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Good luck.
Good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Right. Take care. Okay. Right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And I guess we have a few on the chat box.
Very patient chat people.
Right.
So let's see. Who's there? Zach is nice. I don't know. Let's go to somebody else first. Intelligent Beans looking at Cummins, Pete. He wants to know CMI. He owns it. Wants to know if you should sell it or hold it. Stock close at 178.52.
Cummins. Haven't looked at that in a long time.
Yeah, you missed it, Pete.
As I figure, when you're not looking, right?
Right. Me too.
Boy, is that nice.
Yeah.
Oh, is that nice. Nice breakout. And this is the key area now, right around 178. So
that's where it is.
That's where it is. I mean, that's resistance, 178. You know, that was resistance back from sometime in 2018. If you want to believe or take with a grain of salt the price objective based on the point and figure chart, it is 216. And also, where's the 200 day? The 200 days at 160, the 50 days at 160. So I think, if you're a long-term investor, or, you know, a bull on the company, you've done research into it and so forth, as long as you stay above the 160 area, you know, you should be in good shape.
So selling or holding, I think you'd say hold it.
I'd hold right now. Okay. Yeah. I'd only, you know, if it dropped below 160, I'd reevaluate.
All right. Zach is asking about, he's stating that it's much too risky to hold into earnings, though.
Oh, yeah.
But Twitter, now he's talking about a different stock.
Okay.
He's talking about Twitter,
yep,
which closed at 30.30, and Nokia, which closed at $3.78.
Yeah.
So. Wants to know what you think about those two.
Well,
you're gonna take Twitter first.
Twitter,
TWTR.
I didn't see what their problem was. Once again, hopefully he's looked into it. You know, what caused the company to cause the disappointment? Because as we've mentioned before, you know, you had companies like Caterpillar looked like they were going to get killed on disappointing earnings. They came back. Amazon looked like it was going to get killed totally, and it temporarily got killed, I guess, down 5% if you consider that getting killed, and came back. Caterpillar actually ended up for the day after being down 4%, you know. So, you know, obviously people saw other things coming up ahead. Twitter, you know, once again, I'd look into what caused it. I don't know if they disappointed on the users, what the story was.
It's probably going to be on what they're looking at in the future, but I'll try to look.
But
I can't remember.
The very important support on it is 27. And right now we're to close at 30, right?
30.
So, I mean, if you're a speculator and you want to buy, you say, okay, if it goes to 26, I'm out. Because then there's a lot of vacuum spaces, I would call it, below that. And it could drop, you know, all the way down to the 19 area if it hit 26. So that's a possibility. So it depends on how you feel about the company, how aggressive you want to be. And, you know, it's held at 27 over the last 2 years, three times.
Okay.
So, yep.
Right.
And Nokia, that was a disappointment. You know, matter of fact, somebody had called about it before, and I said, yeah, you know, everybody talks about this.
It was last week.
As in a great position in 5G, you know. And I said, I don't know why the stock's acting like that. And a lot of times, let that be a lesson to everybody, is that sometimes when everything seems like it's good and the stock's acting poorly, somebody knows something you don't know, you know, and, you know, be wary of that. So Nokia said now they're going to have to spend a lot more money on 5G.
Yeah, there's another one. A profit warning is what drove it down.
Yeah, because they said they have to spend a lot more money,
you
know, for this 5G situation. And you don't know, you know, there's a lot of things going on in this 5G area. So Nokia, you know, took out support. So if you had owned it, you would have been out at $4 a share. And, will they come back? Who knows? I mean, this is really a speculation right now. Next support would be at 3.25 if it keeps going down. And it doesn't look great right now. So it depends, what you've done to look into the company and so forth, you know.
Okay. Ready for another one?
Sure.
Engage Earthling says, buy American. Any opinion on Ford? Closed at 872. And just bear in mind that the auto workers, are now that they're done with GM, are going to Ford. So just bear that in mind.
Yeah, I mean, once again, I mean, it depends on your research, how comfortable you feel with this company. They came out with what they felt, what looking ahead wasn't that great or something like that. I forgot what it was with there. You have to look into the news that came out. But, if you're a patient person and you want to hang on with it and hope some of the other things they're working on are going to play out. You know, I've heard, I forgot, they're into some other area that's supposed to be very intriguing, you know, and it's had nothing to do with cars, I don't think.
Oh, vaping?
it wasn't vaping.
Marijuana.
But, you know, the important support right now would be around 7.5, you know.
Yeah.
And certainly if you bought some and it dropped to 7, I would get concerned at that point. Okay. Phone lines are, I want to go back get Vic and Amherst there. Good morning, Vic.
Hey, guys. I've got a question for you, and I didn't know the answer, and I figure you might. A guy I play tennis with asked me this question. He's self-employed. Okay, not retired yet, has a self-directed, a Keio plan. He directs it himself, right? Through his business. And he also has IRAs and Roth IRAs. When does he transfer? What's the norm by which he transfers the KEO into the IRA? Upon retirement? How does that work?
Well, we don't give tax or legal advice, so I'm just depending on. I mean, KEO is a very old plan. It could be a profit sharing, and you know, I think. And again, I don't know. And he's the only employee, probably.
Yeah.
Vic. Okay, so it depends on what type of plan he has. Some plans state that if you don't make a contribution in 3 out of the last 5 years, you could be at risk. So you need to take that and change it to an IRA, a self-directed IRA. I would think, well, obviously he should check with his tax preparer, but I would think that once he retires, he can just roll that into a self-directed IRA. Now, it depends where he has it. If he's housing it at a mutual fund or a brokerage firm or a bank, he should direct that question to them. But I would think once he retires or is no longer contributing that he could roll that over. I don't think
you can roll it, but you have to go check the rules. You know, I just Googled, you know, roll over a KEO plan. They give you all the rules for it and everything. And they give you, but you can roll over part or all of your eligible rollover distributions.
Well, that's the key. Eligible.
And that's the key. So you have to look up what the rules are for the eligible contributions.
So all the plans are different, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but
similar but different.
But
yeah.
I would assume he could roll something over. It says you're allowed to roll over part or all of eligible. You know. So.
And the advantage of that would be. It'd stay tax free then, right? That's the reason.
It's a tax free rollover.
Yeah, it's state and federal. If you're doing it from one qualified plan to another, there's no tax unless you take distribution of it, and then you've got 60 days to get it in. But you they'll charge you 20% withholding, which you cannot get back. You get it back at tax time. But
hey, guys, thanks. Great show. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're quite welcome. Thank you very much. Okay, I don't know. Do you have a quick one from the chat box there?
I guess. Yes, nice specimen.
Nice specimen.
Where do they get these names? Want to know, Peter, if you like the chart on Dominion Energy. Symbol is D. Stock closed at 81.69.
Well, probably should be good because utilities have been very good.
It is good. 4.4% yield. 4.48.
Really? Okay, yeah. And if I look at the chart on it, it's D, right? Real quick, got to do this quick. But yeah, I mean, it looks very solid. It got hit, looks like, on Friday, for some reason. And, you're 200 days way back at 78, and the 50 days at 79. So, is he looking to buy, sell, did he say?
He wants to know about, wants your opinion about buying it, Peter.
About buying it. No, well, okay.
Don't sound so excited.
Well, I mean, utilities have had a gigantic run up here. But, as long as it stays above the 200-day, if you're going to be a long-term investor, as long as you stay above, it looks like $74.99. And where to close at?
81.69.
Okay, yeah. So, as long as you stay above 74.99, it's a potential long term buy, the 50 day has support at 79. So, I just watched that. If you drop under 79, you could go down to 75, but still looks good.
A plethora of information.
There you go. So we're down to the end of the show. We thank those who did call in and those who did use the chat box. As Willard always says, keep a powder dry. What that means, really, always have some cash available for opportunities out there. And
have a game plan.
And have a game plan,
right.
And say, I have this list of stocks, and, if they come down to areas that look decent to me, then I have money available.
And buying or selling, too, because you may want to sell something.
Right. And if you want to sell something, you're always going to sell the wrong stock, so don't worry about it. But anyway,
Mr. Positivity.
Till next week, take care.
Have a great weekend.
Yep.